My name is Kelty and I play cello.
I play the violin. I'm playing voice violin at the moment. I've been playing since I'm in preschool. When you join the school, you're automatically going in and you learn the violin.
We all play together and we all have fun.
We connect more when we're playing with each other, because if one person's lost, like, we help them to get where they are in the music and stuff.
So it brings you closer?
Yeah. To your friends. It started in 2006. And we were all only small, and it just seems like it's just normal to us now.
In the neighborhood of Crumlin in Dublin, music can change lives. The motto is the name of an original program held in the St. Agnes Public School. In this sinister area, children are learning violin during their school time. The objective for Sister Bernadette, the headmaster of the school and initiator of the program, is giving every child a chance to play an instrument. Moreover, she wanted the Crumlin area to be known as something else than in the headlines of the newspaper about drug problems or violence. 6 years after the beginning of the program, she won her bet. The Children's Orchestra of Crumlin played for the President of Ireland and on prestigious scenes and competitions all over the country. They are financing their €25,000 a year project by these competitions and some fundraising events in the school. Now all the children in Crumlin could come and learn classical music. And for Sister Bernadette, the key of success is really simple.
Start very small and very concretely, to be very sure of every step you take. And if you do that, you can get it going. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's the way to civilize a country, not with guns. The way to civilize a country is through the arts, and people become gentle. And many of those guys that have been involved in warfare and killing people are hugely talented and creative. They're using it the wrong way. Right. But if we can tap into that and let them believe in themselves and realise they themselves can change society without loads of money or without prestige or high-powered jobs, the human being has an infinite power. And then the other little part that I love is the memory that it takes a whole village to create a child.
Hosting 15 to 20 different nationalities, the Children's Orchestra is now famous in Ireland. This huge success also lies on the teachers. The famous Joanna Crust worked for the prestigious Dublin Youth Orchestra and the National Youth Orchestra, and she has experiences with the best musicians in the country. But she always regretted something. They were auditioning only 5% of the children in the country, because many of them don't get a chance to play an instrument. Learning music implies indeed a great investment from the parents, both financial and personal. With the St. Agnes music program, she gets the chance to teach a different audience, and she is really proud when one of her former students takes the audition for the National Conservatory.
And so the whole idea of the project in this school was that every child would have a chance. And once you can never make the playing field even, but you can give everybody a reasonable chance. So that was key to this project, was that there would be no financial obstacle to a child learning an instrument, and also that there would be no obstacle to a child whose parents or family could not facilitate a child in attending an activity outside of the school activity. So it was also a core principle that the tuition had to be within the normal school day, and that the instruments and tuition would be provided without a cost to the parents. So that's the basis, and we moved on from there. There are activities which are optional for the children. For instance, the orchestra is optional, and it does require them to spend one extra hour in the school on a Wednesday. So every child, from the tiniest child in the school, comes up here for lessons, class by class. We have a half-size set of instruments to use with the children from second class up, and we have a quarter-size set to use with the small children. And we do almost everything. We do teaching by singing and by learning and by endless repetition and little games to try and make it more fun. And we think it's given them an interest, that some of them have got places now in Dublin Youth Orchestras. We have 4 students on scholarship in the Dublin Institute of Technology Conservatory. We have 3 in the Royal Irish Academy of Music, learning with Ireland's best teachers. So that's wonderful.
After his success, the school decided to settle the parents' orchestra for the people from the neighborhood. Today, it eats 85 participants every Monday's night and Tuesday morning. It is a big chance for the parents to participate more in the education of their children, and it is often a unique opportunity to start playing music. Lisa has 5 children in St. Agnes. She is really proud that all the members of her family are now playing either violin or double bass, even her husband, Kenneth. For her, this program and the parents' orchestra are a big chance for Kremlin.
Because I was one of the first parents for the parents' orchestra, and my daughter was one of the first children actually when the program had started up. So she became leader of St. Agnes' orchestra. And then before that, the parents' orchestra hadn't begun at that stage. It was just about children. But then it came in, I suppose, with the recession. They thought it'd be a great idea. With people out of work, what a better way than to actually get a community together was to start the parents' orchestra. But when it was on trial, they had said that they wanted people with no musical experience at all. You didn't have to read or write music or ever try anything. So when the first novice came, had nothing at all. So it was strange, because children pick it up quite easily. Mm. I think adults, on the other hand, now take a little more time, as I found out.
If music changed life, art can come across from different ways. At the north of Paris is located the department called Seine-Saint-Denis. Worldly known for the riots of French suburb in 2005, this department stick to Paris but present a really different visage. The department is accumulating the highest level of unemployment among young people in France, as well as it is the youngest department in a getting old country. Mixed and poor, the 93 department is also a dynamic area where attract companies and have a high rate of business creation. However, the Seine-Saint-Denis hosts a big part of the cinema and television industry in France. The department still suffers of a bad image in the medias. But all over the department, initiatives are going on to encourage people to take on their life and use their citizenship. Among these projects directly issued from the 93 culture, we find a writer, a former social worker in the Saint-Ouen-Ton in North Paris. He revendicates now that the department is full of talented people and continues to provide advice to wanted writer or pupil when he meets them at schools. Literature is an art, and for Rachid Santaki it is also an activist move. He proves to the young people he sees in his boxing club that everything could be possible with some effort.
Everything started in 2000 when a friend of mine decided to launch a website about hip-hop culture. He asked me for help because I was a teacher of Thai boxing and I was really reliable. I was writing articles for 2 years when I decided to launch my own magazine. Then I became familiar with writing, and 6 years later I wrote my first book. And then, after a publisher called me, I was able to publish my book. A lot of things happen in the suburbs, but nobody talks about it because the political aspect is hushing up. The suburbs are so badly described that very often we have to pay attention when speaking about it. People want us to give a good image of their neighborhood.
Besides his writer activities, Rachid also takes time to go to boxing practice. Every Mondays, he is going to the gymnasium Beatrice Hill in the Seine-Saint-Denis. There, he can meet with the students getting ready for their lesson. They are all practicing boxing, and Rachid Santaki was a former teacher of boxing and a social worker back in his young days. In the middle of the junior, Rachid is still working on his tricks. In this place, educators teach respect, discipline and efforts, values that they are sharing with Rachid Santaki, as explained the box teacher.
I believe Thai boxing means a lot to the students. It helps them to control themselves, to follow the rules, and to respect each other. All these young people who come to practice, no matter if they're younger or older, they come to bring peace to their minds and stabilize. Because after the stress from work, everybody wants to exercise and evacuate those bad feelings.